February 18th is National Battery Day, which is something I bet you didn't know. And in the past, you might not have paid attention to, but the fact is, batteries are becoming a little more important. I mean, certainly for your car, backing up your house, maybe providing the electricity, the power for your car. Scott Miller, CEO of Interstate Batteries. Company's over 65 years old. They've got 200,000 people carrying their batteries all over the world, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir. Great to be here. Good to talk to you again.
That's a good business, but this is a higher profile business than it used to be.
It certainly continues to grow and become higher profile, obviously with hybrid vehicles, electric vehicles. The role that a battery plays in vehicles now is a much bigger role than it used to be, even with traditional internal combustion vehicles. If you look at all the features that now exist in a vehicle, a lot of them about comfort, a lot of them about safety, those features are powered by batteries. So yeah, we've kind of become a popular product in vehicles these days.
Fortunately for you, batteries don't last as long as the vehicles do.
They don't. We've got a pretty steady replacement cycle that has remained steady for a number of years. And with all these new features, it's putting even more strain on batteries than we've experienced in the past. And, you know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing for us.
Is there anything new in the world of batteries? I mean, if there was ever an incentive to have some sort of significant scientific breakthrough,
yeah,
you know, either in time or capacity, it's got to be now.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of work and a lot of money that's being invested in finding this breakthrough that you're talking about. You've still got traditional lead acid batteries, which is the same chemical construction that's been around for 100 years. Those continue to be the predominant power source for vehicles, and even with electric vehicles and hybrids, they'll have a propulsion battery that literally powers the vehicle, but they still have a traditional lead acid battery to power the accessories. Why? Well, they need every bit of range they can get out of that propulsion battery, right, and they're not going to use it to power creature comforts and safety features. Those propulsion batteries are lithium ion, you know, a monster version of what exists in your cell phone, or thousands of them that are linked together, right, in one big battery. The lead acid batteries that are providing the accessory power, those are still traditional lead acid. Some of the construction is different. You've got some construction that's sealed that can be mounted in different ways because they're trying to find new places to put the battery in the vehicle, because the underhood is so crowded now. So they need to have batteries that are safe and sealed that could go under your seat or in your trunk, things like that. But in terms of breakthroughs, the lithium ion chemistries that exist today are largely the same as they were a few years ago. But they continue to make them better. The run times are getting longer, but nothing that's been some kind of a dramatic, here we go, we've got a battery now that's got a range of, you know, 500 miles or something.
Well, then how do you distinguish yourself? How do you distinguish Interstate? If batteries are generally similar, how do you stand out?
Well, for us, you know, we are a wholesale distributor. So our customer would be, you know, David's Garage. And so we've always been built around providing the kind of service and expertise and inventory management that helps David not have to think, right, about managing batteries, so that David can think about fixing cars and getting throughput in his garage. Our brand continues to be significant. It's a powerful part of our value prop. We've invested a lot of money and resources in building a really strong brand over the year. So local service, on-demand delivery is becoming another really important part of our value proposition. You know, imagine how things are evolving in our lives, right? We expect now as consumers, this is the Amazon generation, that things are going to be delivered same day.
Yeah.
In a lot of situations. And in the automotive aftermarket, they're expecting things to be delivered within an hour. So speed and proximity are also really valuable things, and those are parts of our value prop competencies that we're, you know, we're really trying to sharpen to be stay competitive.
Is there a lateral growth opportunity? I mean, your point's well taken. Your name is very well known.
Yeah.
And anybody who watches cars race around the track, you know, sees Interstate. And anybody who walks into a store sees Interstate batteries. But is there an opportunity for, I don't know, cell phone batteries or other applications for you?
Sure. So we've got one of the challenges that's inherent in the way that we compete against, let's say, the big auto parts retailers, all right? So the AutoZone, Advances, Napas, and O'Reilly's of the world is basket of goods, right? So we've got this supply chain and distribution that's built around batteries, and we're excellent at it. And in some ways, that's a real value add because we're focused, we know our product, we're experts. But on the other hand, it can be challenged at times when you're competing against somebody that's built a supply chain, and then they've got the flexibility of moving literally thousands of parts through that supply chain. So as we work on our business, our primary priorities right now are getting our core business of supplying products, distribution, logistics, making those as lean and efficient as possible, and on a parallel path, what might be opportunities for us to expand into different products and push those through that supply chain? Obviously, lots of benefits if we can pull that off over time.
Yeah, if you're delivering batteries, you might as well be delivering something else.
Right.
I mean, Fritos or anything.
There's alternators, yeah. You name it. Obviously, there's some things that are more closely related to electrical systems. That might be the place that we start.
You know, let me close by asking what other question, not necessarily battery related, but looking through the history of this company over 65 years, your father's involvement and now yours, it seems as though you all were practicing conscious capitalism before there was a name of conscious capitalism in supporting your employees and your approach to business.
Yeah. And thanks to my dad. I mean, he built that kind of purpose-driven, purpose and values-oriented culture at Interstate way before it was kind of cool to do that. And so we've been really intentional about, frankly, just cultivating that kind of culture in our business because we think it's part of our secret sauce. And obviously a lot of other organizations have caught on to this idea of kind of a novel thought of treating people the way you want to be treated. We've been doing it for a long time. We think it makes a difference in the way that our employees show up every day when they know that people that we care about them and that we want to enrich their lives and that we want to glorify God through this business. That's what we're about.
And it shows. Scott Bellard, CEO of Interstate Batteries, and again, happy National Battery Day. You know, it turns out Hallmark doesn't make a card for National Battery Day.
You're right. I've looked. I was going to get one for my wife. Real thoughtful, right? Yeah, they're not out there, but one day. At least we have a day right now.
It's always good to have you with us. For more of our conversation with Mr. Miller, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.